No, we're still here, y'all. Hello, and welcome to In the Know with Ohiniwa, highlighting independent artists and their music. I'm your host, Ohiniwa, and I hope you all are having a lovely evening. Tonight, my featured guest is the creator and producer of the IL Radio show, L. But before we get started with that, for all my artists out there who would like to get their music played on IL Radio, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@infinitelenc.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@infinitelenc.com.
All right, everyone. We do have a special guest this evening, and her name is Elle, and she is the producer and creator of IL Radio. Elle, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. So what have you been up to today?
Today?
Today.
Basically, yeah, just getting ready for this radio show. That's what I was doing today. Yeah, getting ready for the show itself and working on some other things for the upcoming shows. It's just the same old stuff that I do each and every week.
Okay. I know that you started this, what was it, a year ago or so?
IL Radio? Yes. It would have been last year that I started this. It was around the, I believe it was the June or July time frame. I started off with the music showcase, and it was just me at that time. So that's how we got it started, because you know this is what it's all about, the independent artists and their music is what it was basically about, because it is a radio show. So it was about the independent artists and their music, and I would play different genres of music during this music showcase. And I'm still doing it now. So I host the music showcase.
Okay. What was the concept behind? Well, you pretty much told me what the concept behind IL Radio was. It was for the independent artists. With each show that you have, because you've had a couple, you're on one right now, how did you go about coming up with the concept for the show?
The concept. So basically, the show itself, IL Radio, IL, I stands for infinite. So it's actually Infinite L Radio. And the reason why I chose that word infinite, because infinite is forever. So it goes on and on and on and on. And that's what I want for this radio show to do, to go on and on and on and on. So that's why I decided to name it Infinite L Radio. And L, of course, is me, L, Infinite L. So that's how I came up with the name itself. And like I said, it started off with just me. So at that point, I hadn't really came up with the other concept with having other people actually host the show. So that came up like a month or two later. It dawned on me that, hey, you know what? I could broaden my horizons here. And instead of me hosting the show and being the main focus, have somebody else come on and let them be the main focus. So that's where we are with your show. So your show basically to me is the main show of Infinite L Radio. Music showcase, of course, is important because we showcase the music, but you actually highlight the artist and you have your featured guest on. The artist on as well. So your show is actually the main vocal point for IL Radio.
Okay. Now, where would you like to see IL Radio within the next 3 years?
Within the next 3 years, IL Radio. Well, actually, we can just take the two, because within the next 2 years, what I want to do is add two new show segments. One of them, I've been working hard to try to find someone to host it. I would love to have a poetry jam or poetry hour, poetry jam type segment, because I think it would be a lot of fun. And, you know, then that way we can get our audience to interact with it. So especially those poets out there, give them a platform to work from too. We have all the independent artists, so let's get the independent poets out there as well. So that's one of the things I want to do. The other thing that I would like to do within the next 2 years is add another segment. And that segment will be more of a talk show segment. And that's where we would talk about the industry, the music industry in whole, as a whole, as well as talk about some of the main topics that might be going on, or hot topics that might be going on during that time frame as well. And, of course, you can't do that with just one host. For that show, I would like to have at least two or more people, because in that way they can bounce things off of each other. Should they not have an audience out there that participates, they can still, you know, go back and forth with that, with the topics themselves, things that I would love to do within the next 2 years. Now, it may take longer, but I'm banking on it being within the next 2 years. And I also, when I first started, I had all these things in my head that I wanted to do, because Infinite L Radio, or IL Radio for short, that is a branch off from Infinite L Enterprises. And the reason why I ended up having the enterprise, the main infrastructure, the reason why I decided to make it Infinite L ENT is because in that way, like it states, I don't know if you've been to the website, you know that it says that it's infinite possibilities. So with that name, that's the other reason for the name too. With that name under that, with that name under that brand, that means that we can go on and on and on as well. So you can have infinite possibilities with the Infinite L Enterprise. So right now we have the radio show that falls under it. And like I said, when I first started, I had numerous things I wanted to do, but it was too much. So, you know, when you start off doing the thing, you have all these ideas come into your head and you want to do it. But in reality, you know, you can't do everything. So that's when you have to decide what is the main thing that you want to do and what are the goals that you're trying to accomplish. So for me, it's just trying to help promote the independent artist. So what better way to do it than through a radio show?
All right. Because you said you had a lot of things you wanted to do. Once you get situated with IL Radio, the music side, what else would you like to do with IL Radio?
Okay. So I already told you all the things I want to do with IL Radio. That's it. Those two, I want to add two more segments. So basically, with IL Radio, it's already in place. It's just adding other segments to it. So it's not too much more that I can do for IL Radio. Now, if you're talking about IL Enterprises, so IL ENT, that's why it falls under that, because that means that other things can fall under it as well. So are you talking about the ENT part or the radio?
So I'm talking about the ENT part, because you already got the radio site covered.
Yeah, because the radio show falls under that. Falls under IL-ENT. So under IL-ENT, the other things that I wanted to do, and this will be way down the road, we're going way down the road, I would love to have a magazine. That was one of my goals, like I said, but right now I'm not focusing on that. That's one of the other things. And again, it would be geared towards independent artists. And and I also would like to have a store for Infinite L. So it would be Infinite L gear and things like that that would be sold out of it. Now, that might can take place next year, because I had started the store and stuff, and then, like I said, you try to do too many things at once, then things get fall to the wayside. So I didn't want the radio show to be hurt behind me trying to do all these other things. So a lot of stuff I just let go. To do. Sometimes you have to know when to let go. So I knew I had to let go in order for this to work. And like I said, it's all about the independent artist for me. So that's what I want to do. And so that's why I'm going to stick with the radio show for now. I'm not trying to tap off into too much more at the moment. But hopefully, like I was saying, down the line somewhere, I would love to have a magazine too. If it's an L magazine, that would be something really good to have. So it would be a branch off from the radio show. So, yeah.
All right. I noticed that for your show, let alone my show, how do you go about picking the artist that you want to play for, like, in your case, the music showcase? How do you go about choosing your artist?
Well, definitely, I don't choose artists, they choose me. So, and I say that because they actually submit their music for me to play. So they submit the request, and then I make the decision whether or not it's going to be played. Now, it's not the decision, it's not too often that it doesn't. Normally, if it doesn't get played, it might be because I only accept clean versions of songs. So if it's not a clean version, I'm not going to play it because I want to keep this show children friendly. So in order to do that, I need the music to be radio edited. And then the other reason might be because it may be the type of music that it is, it doesn't fall into what we're doing right now. That doesn't mean that later on we may not, but at that point in time, I have no place to put it. So if I can't fit it into what we're doing at that time, then I may reject it for that reason as well. But I try not to do that. I try to work around it. And like we had these special segments and things like that, instead of trying to reject and stuff, I try to work around it where we can actually, you know, find a way to be able to play the music under a different platform. So like I said, your show is like the main focal point of IL Radio. Because, see, under the music part, that might be the problem, but under yours is not, because we can always, under your show, you can have your special segments like you have, so you could, you know, submit it and put it in that way. And also, that's when I came up with news and review as well. I have the news and review now that I also host, and that one is just periodic whenever it needs to be done, because sometimes we get music in that's going to be new release or newly released, and at that point in time, because the two shows, In the Know With Ohiniwa and the music showcase may not be in conjunction with when that release date is for that song. So that's when the news and review comes into play, where I can come on and I can actually release that song on when it's supposed to be released. And not only that, I can talk about other topics that might be going on with the radio show or in the music industry as well. Something that might need to be discussed and need to be said. That's what that show's all about. It normally is not going to be no more than about 15 minutes. It's not usually that long, but it's informative. So that's why it's called News and Review.
Okay. Do you think there may be any new projects that may be coming down the line later on this year?
No. Basically, this year, everything's taken care of. Now, I do have something that I want to discuss, but I don't want to talk about it yet. So there is a new project that's happening with the IL Radio, but I'll get into that a little later into the show. I don't want to go into it yet. But, yeah, there is something that's happening, and I will talk about that.
Okay.
So since we were talking about the independent artists, and that's what the IL Radio show is all about. So the IL Radio show in a whole is all about showcasing the music of the independent artist. So I do have the song that I do want to play for you, for everyone tonight. This song is, you tell me what you think it is. It's R&B, but I think it has that like neo soul type sound. It's different. I really like it. So you tell me if you like it or not. So if you're out there listening, and you can just leave us a comment, let us know what you think about the song. And the name of the song is What You're Gonna Do, and it's by William Odell Hughes. I just love that song. I don't know, because every time I hear it, I be dancing in my seat. So what do you think, Ohinua?
There's something to the melody. And you were saying neo-soul. It's R&B. It is neo-soul.
It's R&B, but
there's something
R&B,
but
do you hear that neo-soul in there, or just me? I'm thinking I'm...
No. It's there, but it sounds like there's something else in there as well.
Something else. That's what I'm saying. It's something else, too. And I can't put my hand, but it's something else there. But, yeah. But I know they put it all together, and it sounds good. I like it. It's different. It's definitely different. But I would dance to it if I was out. Then it would get me out my seat, because the first time I heard it, I was like bouncing all in my chair. So, yeah, it had me going.
That's gonna have me thinking right now. What the other is? Because you don't play it. I'm now curious. I gotta figure out what it is.
What the other? Okay, I'm confused. Wait a minute. What are we referring to?
Yeah. Because there's the R&B, there's the neo soul, and then I gotta find out what the other.
Oh. Okay, the other part doesn't it? Yeah, see, you're going to be thinking about that for a while. Okay, so put it out there to our listeners. If you're listening, what do you think the other is? We're saying that it's R&B neo-soul, but we hear something else in there, too. So what do you think you hear out there? Let us know in the comments. And also, what I wanted to bring up, because I forgot I didn't bring it up earlier, when we were talking about, I'm going to back it all the way up. When you were asking that question about what the show was about, IL Radio, what it is that we do. Basically, the other thing that I didn't bring up, too, when I first started, like I said, it was just me, and I was doing the music showcase, but then I decided to bring other hosts in as well. So right now we have Ohinua, who's hosting the show, which is called In the Know with Ohinua, And I decided, you know, she didn't have any broadcasting experience, but it was something that she wanted to do. So then I decided that, hey, why don't we make this a training station as well? So a place where those that want to have their own show segment but don't want to have a full-blown radio show, they just want to have a segment, we can give them, if you're an independent person trying to do that, that we give you this platform to do it from. Because the main thing is that if you go out there and try to get a job in it, they want you to have the training or the experience. Okay, you may get the training, but they're still going to want you to have the experience. And the thing is that how are you going to get the experience if no one will hire you, or vice versa? How are you going to get, you know, or the opposite as well? You can't actually get the experience, like I said, without having the job. So, you know, it's like a catch-22. They want you to have the experience to get the job, but you need the experience, but you need the job to get the experience. So how does that work? So that's where we are with this show. This is where it works. You'll come here, you'll get all the experience in the world, you'll work out the kinks, get yourself together, and get yourself where you want to be. And then if that's really where you want to go, if you want to stay forever, you can do that, or if you want to move on, that's cool too. And, yep, of course, you can use it as a reference. So. And the beauty of it is that these shows are out there, so you can also use it as your platform where you can send the links so they can actually hear your shows and stuff. Of course, you want to send them to your best shows. So whatever your shows are, you can send those links to them so they can listen. But that was the other reason for this. So that's the other direction that we took the IL radio show in, that we help all independents. So independent artists, independent broadcasters, we did both. So we tried to help both. So for the artists, of course, we promote them. For the broadcaster, we let them have a platform to change from.
And that's what I liked about IL Radio. It did give me that platform to come out and do something different that I've always wanted to try to do. But like you said, they either want you to have the experience or the training. And if you can't get one from the other, it's not going to work out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I thank you. I thank you for giving me this chance and this platform to do that.
You're welcome. I have a question for you, though. So since you've been on, you're on now. So how are you feeling now with being a host, hosting your own show?
Compared to when I first started or just in general?
In general.
I enjoy what I do. Comfortability at times, you know, was a little rocky, but I feel more comfortable now that I've done it for so long myself. I'm hoping my guests that I've had on have enjoyed my presence and my comfortability when I'm talking with them. But I like it. I mean, this is something I plan on seeing down the road doing. So for me, this was the platform for me to get out there and try it. And it was either I was going to make it or I was going to fall. And I'm determined to make it.
And also, we sort of missed it because we were supposed to be doing our anniversary show for this year, our first anniversary, which should have took place. It would have took place, like I said, around the June, July time frame, because that's when the show actually started. But technically, it wouldn't have been an anniversary show without the In the Know with Ohiniwa show. And her show didn't start until October, so we decided to do it in October instead. So we're going to say our first anniversary is somewhere we started together. So we'll say October. Next year we'll do it in the right time frame. But this year I think it'd be fitting to do it during the October time frame. So it's going to be that second Thursday in October, which I think is the 13th. Is that correct? Yeah, it's the 13th.
I believe so.
anniversary show. So we're going to be calling on some of them artists, see if we can get them to come back that we've already had as guests. And yeah, we want to just make it a full-blown party is what we're trying to do, play their music, have fun. And maybe we have some new people on. So, you know, we're going to work on it. So it's going to be a party that evening.
That it is. I've always wanted to ask is, how long have you been working with independent artists?
Ooh, independent artists. Okay, so you brought that question up. So what that's going to do is tap into the other radio show that I had. This is not the first one. I had another radio show, and as always, I don't bring up the name of it because I don't want it to... I don't want to have it tap from this show into that one. I want people to know just this show and know me for this show because that one's in the past and is gone. But what I don't want to do is to forget about those artists that dealt with me during that time frame. And so that show actually took place, the radio show started in 2007 and it lasted until 2010. And when I go there, I still see the numbers are still rising. People are still listening to the show because it's still out there. So I will tell you that. So if you can figure out who I am and what the show was, leave it in the comments. If you're ever on the show, when you're on the show, just say, hey, I know who you are, whatever. Let's see if you guys can figure it out. I'm going to leave that up to you. See if you can figure it out. But, yeah, the show was it was a really good show. I really enjoyed it. The reason why I gave it up because I was the only host. Again, I was doing it all on my own. And it became a lot because I had so many. Right now, yeah, the catalog of music, it was like over, I have like over almost close to 1,000 because I had so many artists to meet. And I mean, when I say what she said, it was great. I had a lot of participation. And it actually started, and I'm going to tell you what the start was. The start was on Black Planet. I started on Black Planet, and it wasn't a radio show then. So I had been doing the promoting, trying to promote artists and stuff, well before the radio show. So started with me, I started on Black Planet, and I actually, my little page that I had, I converted it into a page for independence. So I had artists, I had poets. They sent me this, they entrusted me with all the stuff. They sent me their poetry. They sent me, people sent me their book manuscripts. I mean, I had people sending me all kinds of stuff, their pictures, everything. And I was, so not their books, of course, not their manuscript, not their books, but the pictures and all that, I would showcase all that. So it wasn't my page anymore. It became about the independent artist. And I'm not going to tell you what my name was then either because I don't give everything away, so I can't do that. And then I moved from there to MySpace. Now, MySpace was the place to be. I loved MySpace. Now, when I first went to MySpace, I wasn't promoting the independent artist. I still was doing it from Black Planet. I moved to MySpace as myself. So I had my personal page there. But then I started maneuvering around and everything. I'm like, oh, no, this is even better than Black Planet. So that page no longer was my personal page. I made that into a page for independent artists. So, again, not going to say what my name was, but I made it into a page for independent artists. And I couldn't believe the participation. I had all kind of people coming and bringing me, giving me their information again. And they wanted me, they had me playing, you know how they had a little playlist on MySpace? They had me playing their music on my playlist. So it was all about their music. So I had their music, and I would actually do interviews. So they were written interviews that I would do with them, with their, put their picture up and talk about who they were and all that. I had so much fun doing that. And I just enjoyed all the people that I got to meet, too. And that they were sending me, again, they started sending me their book manuscripts and their poetry. So we started the poetry hour. We started all that stuff. And that's where I came up with the radio show in 2007 while I was there at MySpace. And then that page turned into the radio show page. So it made another transition. And I had more independent odds. I had all kinds of people just coming at me, just giving me stuff and everything. So I wasn't only dealing with independence. Well, as far as the music and actual promotions, yes, I was only dealing with independence. But I had, because, you know, MySpace was a place where you could just interact with all the artists, major artists, and everybody. So I just had everybody. As a matter of fact, some of the major artists had me as their top person, because you know MySpace is all about being the top person. On MySpace, you want to be that number one. I was either their number one or number two. This was on all my artist page that I was promoting, and some of the major artists. So I had a great time doing that. Like I said, I just don't want it to tap over into the show. That's why I'm not trying to do that. And I know a lot of people do that. You know, they like to, I'm trying to think of that, what the word for it, where you tap into something else in order to make what you're doing bigger. Well, I'm not trying to do that. Because like I said, I'm not trying to make it about me. I still want it to be about the independent artist. And that was the other thing, too. The other show, it started becoming, everybody started becoming more about me than the independent artist. It wasn't no fault of my own because I wasn't trying to do that. But people were gravitating towards me rather than independent, you know, what I was trying to do. So that's, and then I wasn't happy with that. So I don't want that to happen this time. That's why I have other people hosting the show. We're making it into a training thing. It's to keep the focus. I don't want the focus to be on me. I'm on tonight because I think you should know what the show's all about. So that's why I'm here tonight, to tell you what it's all about. And also, the website, but I will tell you our website. The website is www.infinitelent.com. So there at that website, you can see everything, what I'm all about. So my About Me page is on there. So it talks about the radio show. It talks about Infinite L on the About Me page, and it talks about me. Also, we have our lounges. Now, a lot of people don't know about the music lounges, but I'm going to start promoting that more, too. This radio show actually has a lounge, a main lounge, on the ILENT site. And the main lounge plays all the newest broadcasts. So, like, tonight's show will be broadcast from the main lounge. And then when the next show comes on, then that one will be there, so and so on and so on. And then there's another page for the In the Know with Ohiniwa show, which on her page, it broadcasts the show. So tonight's show will be on the main page. So the show that was on there previously to tonight will be on her In the Know with Ohiniwa page. And then on the music showcase, same thing. This month's showcase is showcasing there. Next month, it'll be next month's showcase. But we all have our own lounges as well. So I did tell you a little bit about, I want to go back to where we were talking about the other radio show. The radio show that I used to do, what I want to do tonight is highlight some of their music because they were some great independent artists. And the funny thing about it is that I tried to find them. So either they're no longer in the game anymore or they change their names. Because I know they do that a lot. I know two of them for a fact change their names because I know who they are. But I can't find them. So I'm hoping that it's not that many. I mean, I have a song, one song. The first song I'm going to play for you, I actually know all these people that were actually in this group. So I used to deal with them back when I was doing the radio show. So I know who they are and I know where they are. But the other two, I have two snippets that I'm going to be playing for you. In those two snippets, there'll be three songs on each one, and the songs are 1 minute each. So altogether, it's like seven artists that you're going to be hearing tonight. So since we're talking about that, what I'm going to do is go ahead and play the first song. And that song is called Free. It is by The Corporation. And, well, you know what? I'm going to wait till after the song, and I got a little story to tell you about this. But here we go again. It's called Free, The Corporation.
For walking forward, hoping that the good times they will be blessed with. Cause I know one day that I'll rise to the top, floating in space. Now I'm shining with the stars. And at this time, I'm deep below the gutter, but I'm eating out here. You know I'm getting myself a success. I gotta hustle to get paid, then I'm hustling. But now I'm older and I'm battling with my mind. And I wonder if I should shut the blinds on committing crimes. And then I just be
guided by my rhyme. If I did, then maybe I would live that good life. I was born to carry the title of Westlife. Cayenne bring more heat than the best bring, but every time I try to lead the street, they pull me back in like a dog on a leash, and they just keep banging. But the day is coming when I grow strong enough to break it. See, we had a hard life, messed up so many times. Now it's time to get right, cause the chains that were shackled to us bound to wear out over time. And when they do, we'll really be able to break loose and just fly. Soaring through the sky so high, cause the heavens been with us, it resides in our mind. But on this hill called Earth, we've been placed here to grind. But once we've achieved peace, then we'll leave the front line. Cause now we
welfare, three kids, one room. Only broken promises that we'll be leaving hell soon. Victim mothers didn't call life, and that ain't even cool. Sharing the same club with your brother, just to go to school. Don't be your school, play the rules in every obstacle in life. Wishing I had a dad that loved me more, he loved the pipe. Inside all my hype, but outside caused me to fight. So stuck up in the street, gang bashing with the lights, looking for the older homies as a guidance through the night. Never sleep, eyes open with my bundle held tight. Like why, or how they come to this? Hustling to make my money when I'm trying to go legit. All I do is want to be chosen, bills bestowed upon me. So I'm feeling it in my veins, I never felt the IV. But it's all good, cause this rap is my only dream. If I don't feel nothing, I'ma forever feel.
See, we had a hard life, messed up so many times. Now it's time to get right, cause the chains that were shackled to us bound to wear out over time. And when they do, we'll really be able to break loose and just fly. Soaring through the sky so high, cause the heavens been with us, it resides in our mind. But yeah, on this hill called Earth, we've been placed here to grind.
It's your
but we'll leave achieve peace and we'll leave the front line.
I
that
we be free from the street,
from the street,
free from the hood,
from the hood.
Free is the heat. I'm on a mission, but my mission's incomplete.
Incomplete.
I learned how to cook,
it's beaming,
so I know how to eat.
No,
so now
done.
I'm living with no mom, no dad,
no dad.
Even though back then, man, I wish I had.
I wish good,
cause all I got left is the hood.
The
can I get out, man?
Man,
I wish I could, then I'd be free of the past. My homie almost gonna die in that car crash, but at last, now he's doing better. While I'm out here struggling just to get the cheddar,
get it.
Now I'm living like free. I'm trying to be all that I could truly be. Gotta pass the test, gotta bring the best in me. All I'm trying to do is live my life feeling so.
Yeah, you know life has all the struggles and pains, but just sit down, pray for better days and maybe things will change. I know Miles probably think you up to no good in the hood, but try to make it think something else. And maybe you'll be free one day. Us, as people, as humans, gotta stay together. Let's sit down and pray.
In the Know with Ohiniwa, every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time.
All right, everyone, that was Free, and it was by The Corporation.
Oh, yeah. And
how did you end up working with The Corporation?
I ended up working with them because I actually managed that group. So they were together for a minute, and then we switched managers. I put them under someone else that had an entertainment company at that time, because I wanted to just focus on the radio show because it was a little much. So I also had a dance crew as well during that time frame too. Again, when you try to do a lot, something gets fallen to the wayside. So definitely didn't want the radio show to go to the wayside. It's all for me about that radio show. So when I do, I just have somebody else take my place. I don't mind sharing. I don't have a problem with that. Especially, again, I'm trying to help the independent artists. I'm not trying to help myself. So I have no problem passing on the rail, whatever you want to call it, to someone else. Because if it's going to help them or it's going to make them better, then I'm willing to give up what I'm doing in order for them to go where it will be, where they'll get the most help. So that's how that happened. That's how we ended up together. And also that song, it was produced by Theory, but at that time frame, he was not going by that name. So I'm going to tell you now. Again, I'm not going to give up too much anyway, but then you'll figure out who I am. So I can't tell you who it is. I know we're connected. So just know that that's Theory. So Theory is the one that produced the music for my intro, outro music for the radio shows here. You heard it. So what played earlier when the show first came on, when it goes off, that's his music. But I want to keep going because I know I have two more snippets to play. So what I want to do is go ahead and get into the next snippet. And again, this was from my previous, these are artists, music artists that I knew from my previous radio show, not from IL. So what I wanted to do, since I was talking about that, I wanted to bring that out. I wanted to bring them on, not bring them on, but I wanted to play their music so you can get to know what it was like back then for me as well. So this snippet entails three artists. One is called Jutan, and they were actually a group. Karen, and I know he's based out of, he was based out of Sacramento. I'm not sure, California. I'm not sure if he's still there or not. Then we had Nonsense. He's a rapper. He was based out of New Jersey. So I'm going to go ahead and play this snippet. It's, like I said, it's 3 minutes because each one of the songs is 1 minute each. I didn't do the whole song. So again, I'm going to play the first snippet. It's with Jutan and Karen, and then Nonsense, the three songs. Here we go.
I'm down, yeah, I'll back, catch up, to give respect, dirty church, where I'm from, Take a taste of this rum, and I guarantee I'll get you open with lyrics I pump. Niggas is hoping I slump to an all-time low. It's when I just open the trunk, letting both bums go. Y'all gonna love it. My first month of this straight perfection tested to get the whole dirty jurors on your deck quick. Holding the pen for intuition, indeed, suspicion will be. Can he rock a mic, take heed? Never hesitating to tell you my name.
Hey, my name is Elle, and you are now listening to In the Know with Ohiniwa, highlighting independent artists in their music.
And again, I just played a snippet for you of some of the artists that I used to work back, that I used to work with back in on my other radio show. So the one that I refuse to tell you the name of. I can only say the other radio show. Like I said, the reason for that is because I just don't want it to tap into this one. I want this one to stand on its own without that one. So, and I think it's going to be fitting to do that because the fairness of it, you know, these are new artists and those were the artists then. I would love to work with some of those artists from back then, but like I said, can't find them. Now, I know Jutan's still around and they still use their same name. Like I said, Taryn and Memphis, I don't see anything. I research, I can't find them anywhere. So I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if they're no longer in the game and they change their names. A lot of times these artists change their names too. But if you hear this, you please get at me. So let me know you're out there because I would love to start working with you again and helping with promotion and stuff like that again because I have fun. But a lot of these people, they were a lot of fun. They were, like I said, it was during the MySpace days, and I wish MySpace would come back because I really like MySpace as a platform. I just did. So what did you think about that, Ohiniwa?
They all have that R&B sound except for Nonsense. He's not like a little more of a rapper. He was a little more of a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
So, but their sound then
mm-hmm.
and the sound now for the R&B artists,
mm-hmm.
they would fit in perfectly.
This is, that's what I'm saying. This music could actually come back now. Nobody would never know. If I were to put it out now, they would think of all new music. That's the thing. That's why you need to make timeless music. I call it timeless music. Everyone can't do that because some music you listen to say, "Oh, that's old. That was back in the day." Doesn't mean that you didn't like it, but you know it's not now. But some people make timeless music. That's what you have to try to do. So it just goes with the times. You know, people always love you. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and play a second snippet as well. This one is featuring Holly. She's a rap artist. Vanessa, she was based out of Sacramento, too. There's a lot of based out of Sacramento. And then Double O, he's a rapper. So I'm going to play that right quick because I know we're running out of time. So let's go ahead and play that. Again, this is a snippet, 1 minute each of each one of their songs for Holly, Vanessa, and Double O. Here we go.
Laying down, thinking how I'ma hit this paper up. Understand me still, I'm just playing the field. I feel ain't nothing in the way of me and my meals. Except the bank door, I'm riding high with the tank full. Service to the sunrise, dudes hating the gun rise. Click, click, pow, on the run from the one time. On this mission for the cake and more cheese. Tickets for the Greyhound, duffel bags with more keys. Moms don't understand, little life of a wanted man. Kick parts, see payday, check for 100 grand. No frontin', man, it's like I leave in a drive-by something. Or probably make me pie-pie something. One dab, head swole, cock-eye pumpkin. I refuse to be just another nothing. I never be broke again, my everyday prayer. All doors is open for me and shutting for the haters. It's nothing for the haters that hated on my moves. It's only enough over here for me and my dude. Understand, you still understand. My struggle, life is all in water, we was forced to bubble. We forced on y'all with y'all forced on us. We carried the torch, ready for.
Ooh, you really turning me on. The way you got me thinking it's wrong. I know what you want, yeah. The way you got me thinking, baby. I wanted to just
What's up, everybody? My name is Terrius, and I got a crazy entertaining new show for you on YouTube Friday night called Rhythm and Views. Listen, man, on the Rhythm and Views show, we're building a community where you can showcase your talent. If you're a music artist, we'll play your music and your videos and give you honest feedback. Also, we do mainstream music video reactions, celebrity interviews, and entertainment news. On top of everything else, we also have a segment where we highlight small business owners no matter what you do. We got you covered no matter what. So listen, this is the show you should be watching. Uploads every Friday at 6 p.m. EST on YouTube. That's the Rhythm and Views show. Let's go.
Again, if you're just tuning in, my name is Elle, and I am Ohiniwa's featured guest this evening. And what I did is I just played another snippet. And this snippet consisted of three artists, Harley, Vanessa, and Double O. And like I said, these artists were artists that I used to promote on my radio show that I had previously back in 2007 through 2010 timeframe. Again, I'm not saying what the name is, so if you're coming in now, I haven't said the name of it. I want to see if you guys can figure it out. You might be able to figure it out. You may not. But, yeah, I don't want to tap into my new show that we have now, which is the IL radio show. So that's why I don't really bring up the show itself or the name of the show. What I do want to say right quick, because I know the time, we're almost pressed for time, is that starting in October, we are going to have a new show segment here at IL Radio. And the show segment is going to be called Getting Real with Roz. It's going to be a great show. I hope you guys tune in. You will be seeing promotions and stuff on that. And you will also see it on the main page when we put up the show there. It should be going up within the next few weeks. When the show actually is and the dates and times, it'll all be up there. But, yeah, make sure to tune into that show as well. I'm sure you guys will enjoy it. And you'll be hearing more about that show from Ohiniwa, because she's going to tell you, she'll keep your breath up when it's going to happen and all those type things. So it'll be announced from her show. So she's going to be the gatekeeper for that show, the new show coming in. So Ohiniwa?
Yes.
Yes, I enjoyed being on the show with you. And like I said, I know we're pressed for time here, but we made it. I didn't think we were, but we got everything in. And actually, we didn't. I tried. I had a lot more that I wanted to say, but I knew it was only an hour, and so I tried to cut off certain things. So I hope I didn't leave anything out in trying to make sure, you know, we would fit into that hour time frame. So I'm going to go ahead and give it back over to you. Thank you again for allowing me to be on your show, and this is it. I'm not doing this. And the next time you hear from me is when we have our anniversary show. And this will be on her show again, but it will be the anniversary of the IL radio show. That'll be her special segment. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Elle, for being on. And letting all the independent artists who may not have known, who might just be listening to the show for the first time, know how they can get their music out there. I appreciate you for giving us artists and me as an individual who is trying to get out and do something different, their start. All right, everyone. I want to thank all my listeners. My next show is scheduled for September 15th, 2022 at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My next guest for the evening will be singer, songwriter, producer, Damari. Also, make sure you check out this month's showcase that aired on September the 3rd of 2022. The show is hosted by IL Radio's creator and producer, L, who was just on with me, who's my featured guest this evening on the show. It airs every Saturday of each month, the very first Saturday of each month. And it starts at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope you all enjoyed the show and got a little more information about what IL Radio is from the producer, my producer, Elle, and I hope you all have a nice evening tonight. Good night.